Hi, and thank you for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And it goes without saying that anyone you date and marry is not going to be perfect. And neither are you. And I think one of the hardest things that we come to realize as we get older and we're dating and getting married is that we're dealing with mortals, flawed people who make mistakes and say unkind things sometimes and fall short of this perfect ideal that we may have worked up in our minds. However, that doesn't keep many people from striving to find their perfect match and subsequently being very disappointed in that journey. So dating coach and former marriage counselor Elisa Snell has some wonderful things to say about this notion of perfectionism in relationships when we sat down recently. Take a listen.
So going along with that, you know, oftentimes in the church, we talk about good, better, and best, and that we want to be the best. And that's absolutely, you know, profound advice, and I don't mean to criticize it, but I want to confront that within the singles world. Because oftentimes singles think that if they date the best, they are the best, they're going to get the best outcome. And the truth of the matter is the best does not exist. So this is one of the first things I confront, and there's a reason why the best does not exist. And I'd like to use a quote from President Kimball to emphasize this. So he first off starts with, you know, now we find many people critical when a righteous person is killed, a young father or mother is taken from a family, or when violent deaths occur. And he kind of talks about, you know, the struggle of these things and how it can shake our faith. And then he says, but if all the sick were healed, if all the righteous were protected and the wicked destroyed, the whole program of the Father would be annulled and the basic principle of the gospel free agency would be ended. If pain and sorrow and total punishment immediately followed the doing of evil, no soul would repeat a misdeed. If joy and peace and rewards were instantaneously given the doer of good, there could be no evil. All would do good, and not because of the rightness of doing good. There would be no test of strength, no development of character, no growth of powers, no free agency, no satanic or only satanic controls. Should all prayers be immediately answered according to our selfish desires and our limited understanding, then there would be little or no suffering, sorrow, disappointment, or even death. And if these were not, there would also be an absence of joy, success, resurrection, eternal life, and Godhood. Now, the reason I want to tie this in is so many singles want a life that is going to be free of pain. And they think that they see other people's marriages that are flawed in this way, and I don't want that. And they see another marriage that's flawed in that way, I don't want that. And they're so afraid of the issues that they might choose in marriage. And they think that if they're the best and if they date the best, then they'll get the best outcome. But the truth of the matter is the best doesn't exist. And the primary reason is because if the best exists, there'd be no test of strength, no development of character, no growth of powers, no free agency, only satanic controls. Life is messy. And the solution isn't perfection. The more we strive for perfection, the more we're going to drive ourselves into anxiety and we're going to drive ourselves away from our relationships. The solution is in learning how to manage these issues together as a couple. That it's as we overcome these struggles together that we become more. That's how we grow. That's how we become more like God's plan. It's not to avoid all these little challenges that they see in couples' marriages that they're so afraid of. It's to learn how to manage those challenges together, to learn how to create a secure attachment in the midst of the messiness of life, to learn how to solve problems together, because it's as we solve problems together that we become stronger. So this is part of the reason why perfectionism is such a dangerous thing for us to focus on. I am not the best, and my husband is not the best, but he is good. Mm-hmm. And we are doing the best together. And if singles can stop thinking in terms of the best, and they can start realizing that good is best, and move forward and make progress, they'll find they have more faith, they have more strength, they have more confidence, and they make more success.
You know, I really agree with, and I want to reiterate what Elisa said there, that if everything, every condition, every person, every quality, every relationship was perfect in this life, there would be no point in being here. We're all here to learn and to grow and to learn how to work and live together. And in that, we can become more perfect and become more like our Savior together. Because it's really the struggles and the sacrifices and the insightful disagreements and conversations that shape a couple's bond, and it helps them weather the storms of life together. And I realized long ago that if I had married someone who was exactly like me in every way and did everything the same way that I did and was, quote, perfect in my mind, then I really wouldn't be any different now. And I'm so grateful for the changes and the evolutions that I've gone through over the past few years that I've been married to my husband. And who I am now versus who I was when I first got married is a much more compassionate person, a better listener, a more dedicated follower of Christ, because those are the things that my husband has taught me and the things that he supports me in becoming better in every day of my life. Well, we're going to end our episode today with a quote from LDS President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, who's in the first presidency, and he was addressing men, the priesthood group, when he gave this address, but I think we can apply this advice to ourselves, to anyone as well. And he said, quote, "Now, just one word to those of our single brethren who followed the deception that they first have to find the perfect woman before they can enter into serious courting or marriage. My beloved brethren, may I remind you, if there were a perfect woman, do you really think she would be that interested in you? In God's plan of happiness, we are not so much looking for someone perfect, but for a person with whom, throughout a lifetime, we can join efforts to create a loving, lasting, and more perfect relationship. That is the goal." Definitely some wise words to remember from President Uchtdorf. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.